hosts, Pennywise, a dancing a clown. Here we are, with Daniel and a Karsten. Welcome back to the Clean Slate of Pupcast.
Yo, dude, there's a clown. I don't know if you can see this on the Zoom call, but there's a clown over there by the sewer.
No way.
Next to my car. Yeah, oh my God. He's got balloons. Oh no.
There goes Karsten. No, I have to do the podcast by myself.
Hey guys. We had a little guest today that was, you know, Mr. Pennywise. I'm friends with his turtle enemy, and so he actually helped me communicate with Pennywise to record this episode. So, today, we're going to be getting into It 2017.
Yes, this is one of my favorite horror films in the last 10 years that have come out, and I hope you guys enjoy it as well, but here we go. Okay, so in the summer of 1989, a group of bullied kids band together to destroy a shape-shifting monster which disguises itself as a clown and preys on the children of Derry, their small main town.
Trigger warning, dead kids and clowns.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're not going to do a trigger warning every episode. We're doing horror.
No, I just want them to know I'm preparing them.
Guys, we are the middle of our Halloween special horror nights filming extravaganza trilogy millionaire. Wow. Guys, we're happy to be here. We're happy to be in the middle of it all, and we hope you've enjoyed it too. We've got a good one for you today, so let's get going on it. Karsten, what did you think of this?
So It 2017. I like this. I remember watching the original film at one point when I was younger with, Tim Curry plays Pennywise, and I do enjoy that, but this steps it up for me. It's a lot more violent right from the get-go, like when Georgie's first interaction with Pennywise happens, and the sound effects and the special effects and everything is just ramped up. And of course, Skarsgård's performance as Pennywise is great. I know you were sharing a story earlier about your first interaction with Pennywise. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This, honestly, it's surprising why I like this movie so much, just mainly because when I was younger, I hated clowns. I was so scared because of it. So to paint a picture for you guys, I was about six years old. I was at my grandma's house, and I remember my brother went into one of the back rooms to go say goodbye to all my cousins, and he was taking forever, and I wanted to go home, and I was like, well, let me go get Michael. So I went into the back room. I went to go open the door, and Michael's in there just like watching a movie with like five or six of my cousins that were on, like, where they're all in a bed watching a movie. And I looked over and I was like, what the heck? And I look, and it had to be the TV show because...
Yeah, that's the original one.
Yeah. So it was like this kid was at a swim practice or swim meet. He was going into the bathroom or she, and all of a sudden the camera pans to this disgustingly looking clown. And I was like, oh gosh. But then he was like doing this finger, like, you know, call.
I don't know why.
The longest fingers, the longest nails. And the kid gets freaked out, runs out of the bathroom. And the camera pans to the back of Pennywise, and he has this huge, giant mallet behind his like back that he was going to just whack the kid or just whatever. But I was, from that point on, I was freaked out by clowns. And
whenever Daniel sees a hammer, he's like instantly just starts sweating.
Yeah,
he's
just like crap. I go into a fetal position, can't control myself.
Yeah. This movie, it holds up from 2017, in my opinion. Yeah, but okay, some movies from 5 years ago aren't good anymore. And I think part of the reason why this one still holds up for me is this cast. These kids in this movie do a really good job of literally being kids. Like, they don't feel like fake children like a lot of these other movies you see. Obviously, that's somewhat due to Stephen King's writing. I think he writes children really good, especially these coming of age kind of stories, like Stand By Me is one of the best of that kind of genre. But yeah, I think this works really well. It's coming of age, but it plays off the fears of kids and becoming an adult for the first
I think
time.
That's probably what I like the most about it too. Is, well, one, Bill Skarsgård is like a genius. He's so good in this with every single character that they have, minus one. They all have this like huge point that they are like, so fearful of something. And even when, like, you kind of dive deep into it, that's, like, that's the main, I think that's where I agree with you most, is, like, that's the coming of age part of it, is, like, for instance, for in a coming of age movie, like, mid-90s, these newer ones that are coming out, or what was the other one I said earlier?
Eighth Grade,
that's a really good one, too.
It's a good movie.
Like, all of them, they have, it's also kind of, like, based on fear. I think coming of age movies have this central theme of fear.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like realizing how scary the world is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how, even especially in it, like, I think there comes a point in every kid's life, unfortunately, where they realize, hey, the adults are not always great, and there could be mm-hmm. something scary about adults, or even something as innocent as like a circus performer. There could be some kind of evil behind them.
Yeah.
And when you're younger, you don't assume that about everybody, but as you get older, you start to assume that there's mm-hmm. some stuff hidden behind almost every person you meet.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And that's what also, when you see that play out in this movie, like, you see every single character that has their own fear of something, they overcome it, and the movie does so well mm-hmm. in, like, paying justice to every single fear that someone has had, and they've resolved it, for instance, for the most part.
They conquer their fear, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
to a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent, because we still obviously have the second movie that came out.
Part 2, which I actually don't like part 2.
Yeah, part 2 was awful.
But that's another...
Yeah, Bill Skarsgård carries that movie on his back. And he's the only reason why it's an okay movie. Anyway, but yeah, like you were saying earlier, the cast is super good. You have Finn Wolfhard, who was coming off hot.
He's good in
from
this.
Stranger Things. And yeah, I don't think he's any different than in Stranger Things.
He's actually probably worse in Stranger Things, though, I feel like.
Yeah, I think the jokes are a little bit more crass in this, which is why it's funny. Like, this movie is hilarious. And I think
you like to see kids swearing, or just which, like, makes me laugh for some reason. It should.
Or just all the mom jokes that they have in it was hilarious to just in the rewatch. I'm just like, man, these writers are smart. But yeah, I really have a good appreciation for this movie, except for Stanley. He is the worst character.
Stanley's fear sucks. No, I don't know if his character is bad. His just fear is just the painting.
Yeah, it's just painting, and the CGI is so bad. Yeah, and we talked about this earlier, and we keep mentioning earlier because we recorded this already.
This is our second time recording the podcast.
Carson.
That's why we know exactly what we're talking
about. Yeah, we're just like mapping everything. Okay, so Henry Bowers. Let's talk about that again. That is...
He's the lead kid, right?
He's the lead bully.
Oh, the bully. Mm-hmm. This bully is brutal.
Yeah.
There's a chunkier kid in the group.
Ben,
who unfortunately is being bullied, even though he's like the nicest kid, really, like he's
so
the sweetest
sweet.
Kid, the smartest yeah. kid, everything you want a kid to be, but he's being bullied because of his looks.
Mm-hmm.
And
so sad.
This bully literally carves, like, doesn't he basically carve it into his body? Like it
he
looks
carves
like
something.
It
says
it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's it's beyond bullying. It's like literally like. Assault, but
yeah, oh yeah,
it's
big
intense.
Time. But
so, you also feel bad for the bully in some ways.
Yeah. So when I was talking about in a couple episodes earlier, before when we were talking about Freaky and how she's bullied in
yeah.
that, and I was like, it's just so like I can't buy into that because she's so like, you know, pretty and all she does is like
she wouldn't be bullied
exactly
most likely.
In real
at
life,
at least not like the way she was.
Yeah, at least not like in the way that her life was in the movie. But with Ben, it's so much more believable because he is such a sweet kid. He just, like, in that time period when you were overweight, you were intensely bullied. And especially being
yeah.
a new kid, too.
Oh, yeah, and that still happens, too.
Oh, yeah, big it's time.
Sad, but...
And so when we go into... So when Henry Bowers is, like, interacting with him, you're like, you hate him. And you're like, oh, my gosh,
oh,
this
disgusting.
Kid is just...
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. He's disgusting. But then... The story gets even deeper, and you find out why he's such a bully because of his dad. And then
dad's a bully to him.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden,
that, really.
Like, this movie honestly plays with your emotions so much in, like, the whole feeling empathy and sympathy for some other people that, like, you would never really.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't. The only character you don't feel empathy for is Pennywise.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe some of the parents. Like, some of the parents I really hate, but.
Yeah, I mean, like, Beverly's dad is horrible.
Yeah, he's horrible. But then the mom who, like, forces her kid to, like, take all the medicine and stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's Eddie. So bad for some reason.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel bad for a helicopter Eddie. Mom. But like, so messed up. We all know that mom.
Like, oh, yeah. I've met a few people with helicopter moms.
Exactly. So, overall, this movie is so good. It's the practical effects, too, that they do use in it at times. Just with, like, even some of the, like, Pennywise scenes, like the first scene that he ever came out in. I don't know if you knew this, but they hid Penny. I'm sure you did, but Pennywise was hidden. Bill Skarsgård was hidden from the cast.
Until
the very first scene of shooting, and then they revealed him. And so when you're looking at that take in the movie, which is the when they're all in the garage, that was the first time they'd ever seen Pennywise.
The projector thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's all genuine reactions. Yeah, exactly. And
well, you know what else I saw was he would stay in character when hanging out with the kids,
mm-hmm.
and they were all like terrified of him.
Yeah,
and apparently he started having dreams when he would sleep. He would have dreams in the perspective of Pennywise, and it scared the crap out of himself.
Oh, gosh.
But he's like, oh, there's something wrong with me right now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. But he does so good in this role. And then he kind of has a similar – you guys should check out Castle Rock on Hulu. It's a show.
Mm.
And he shows up in Castle Rock, and it's kind of another Stephen King show. But I would check it out.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Skarsgård, the things that he can do, especially like the way he can contort his face or with the whole eye situation we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Where like – he naturally could move one of his eyes to shift in a different direction. So one eye is always looking at the camera and one eye is always looking at whoever he's interacting right with now. In the scene. I think I can try.
I'm trying it. I'm trying it. Am I doing it? Am I doing it?
Can you see? You almost have to go cross-eyed and then move an eye. Watch. Watch. You go like this.
Oh.
And then you go like that.
Oh!
Did I do it?
But he does it scarier.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Eyeball stuff does freak me out, I have to admit.
Oh, I hate it when they blow the air into your eye.
Yeah, no, I haven't been in years because I'm too scared.
Yeah, it sucks.
Spielberg does have a bit of an influence on this.
Yeah.
But I think his influence is as big, obviously, I don't know. His influence is very big right now in general, especially with stuff like Stranger Things, like seeing the kids riding around on their bikes, you know, all that kind of stuff is very Spielbergian. And it kind of gives you this, like, nostalgic feel, I guess. And I think that's why a lot of directors have been honing into that lately.
Well, this is what I was talking about. This kind of falls into the category of everything is 80s right now. Like,
yeah, but this doesn't feel, like, too try-hard. Like some.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's not that bad. It's not as bad as, like, Stranger Things was. Like, now you have
Stranger
people.
Stranger Things tries a little bit harder to be nostalgic, I think.
Yeah, you have people that dress up as, like, freaking 80s characters that, like, walk around with cassette tapes and all these super old shades, and
some of it's cool, but some of it's just too much.
Yeah. This movie is great, guys. I think you should check it out. It's honestly, it is scary. It is.
It is.
Nice.
Scary. Okay. Yeah, it is scary. And I think though, it is more acceptable for a general audience, mm-hmm. especially as a rated R film, than most rated R horror films.
Yeah.
It's not out there like The Witch or Hereditary where it's
way
too scary. This horrifying. Is something like I watched it with my parents
mm-hmm.
at one point and they enjoyed it enough. But if I watched like Hereditary with my parents, they would not enjoy that. That would be
most
bad.
People don't.
So I think this is something that a lot of people can enjoy as long as you're okay with watching a rated R film.
But it's there's a lot of good talent there. And that's kind of honestly what we try to push people past is like push you out of the initial, this is scary, to where you can analyze it and see there's a lot of good talent. There's a lot of good things that go into these types
of
movies.
You can get some good morals out mm-hmm. of this film.
Exactly.
Honestly, like learning how to be a good friend and all that stuff.
Yeah, and learning how to even just use community to conquer fears, not have to do it on your own.
Yeah, or even make a joke when you're in a bad situation. That helps.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good things you guys can take away from movies. We hope you get to experience that as we do. And we hope this podcast helps.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, you want to close really this beautiful. Out, Carson?
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate all that you do for us. Please please, 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 if you can, subscribe to our Instagram page and leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you are listening, because that will push our podcast out to more people so they can see our podcast. And yeah, have a good one, guys. That's a clean slate.